We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to Psalm 119. We have been working through Psalm 119, looking at the phrase, "Teach me thy statutes." The word "teach" is used 10 times in Psalm 119. 7 of those times it's used in conjunction with "Teach me thy statutes." But I wanted to share with you 2 verses from the very beginning of Psalm 119 as we seek to worship the Lord this morning. Verse 4 says, "Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently." Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Here we see the cry of the psalmist here as he realizes and knows God's command, God's directive, as it's been given here. "Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently." That's God's desire for us. And then our response is, "Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes." We said on Wednesday night that the first thing that we must understand, the first attitude that we must have when we cry out to God for Him to teach us His statutes, is that we're to personally acknowledge our fallen nature and our ignorance of what is truly best, and therefore look to the teacher to learn what truth is. Here is the cry of the psalmist here. "Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes." An acknowledgement of the fact that we all have a sin nature. We are ignorant of what is truly best for our lives. And God wants us to recognize that. God has given us a command, and we fail so many times to do that. Here we have the opportunity this morning to gather around God's Word, to hear it, but not only to hear it, but to put it into practice. How many times do we fail? How many times do we come up short? I want to encourage you this morning that you seek God's face, but also that you might know His way, that you might know the way of His statutes that we learned last time from verse 33. But acknowledge the fact that you fail. Acknowledge the fact that we are weak. But God is powerful, and He can give you the strength to be able to keep His commandments, to keep His statutes. And so I want to encourage you today, as we have gathered to sing praises unto our Lord, to enter into praise in His presence, but also to hear from His Word, that you would cry out to Him this morning and say, "Lord, give me the strength to do what you want me to do," and God will give it to you.